Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Good morning, Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Good morning. You know where the weather's great?
In space.
Outer space.
Outer space. We're talking...
Or in your mind. Imagining.
We're talking science fiction this morning, Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Yeah.
Where is this sprung forth from?
Oh, gosh. Probably heard some weird song and thought, yeah, gosh, isn't it interesting? And then you think of how many songs. So, you know, like, most pop songs are about, you know, love and relationships, right? And chemistry between human beings. But, you know, there's other things we occasionally talk and think about, less common. But, yeah, I just came up with a lot of cool, interesting songs from interesting artists. Now, we've got 4 songs here today, or we might not have time.
So we'll see how we go. We're kind of, we've got a chocker show, so I reckon we've probably got a bit of wiggle room, and I'm keen to lean into some outer space action here. Dr.
Yeah,
Kirsten
Zemke.
Has the theremin had anything to do with, were you listening to a song with some crazy theremin on it? Because that's got to be the most sci-fi instrument of all time, right?
I know. But why? You know, why does that sound like space? You know, like, apparently space is silent, which is probably even freakier. But, you know, so just because that instrument slides around, why does that sound like space to us? Maybe, you know what? Maybe it's because of the Star Trek theme. I don't know. But, yeah, you know, so even anything about sounds in space is purely our imagination, you know, because apparently it doesn't sound like that.
Yes. Now, what song are we going to start with this morning? We've got a couple of big classic songs here.
I know. So why don't we start with the Beastie Boys?
Yes.
1998.
I feel like a giant cardboard robot has just invaded the city.
Yeah. So it does have that kind of imagination element.
This is a huge statement from the Beastie Boys at the time, dropping this album, coming back and like, hey, got the goods.
What I haven't realized, that this was their third biggest hit. You know, like, I didn't think this was, you know, up to, you know, like, Fight to Your Right to Party and stuff like that. So this, you know, made a huge splash. And they're such a really cool, sort of interesting band, you know, like, they started off doing hardcore punk and then moved to hip-hop, you know, really early on in the scene, and I guess some people might call them the Elvis of rap. But I guess however they behaved and integrated, they were accepted by the hip-hop community, you know, not as like, sort of, you know, what are you guys doing, you white guys. You know, they really maintained their sort of legitimacy and connection. And I guess, you know, I was reading things that said, you know, without the Beastie Boys, it would be no sort of Eminem, Rage Against the Machine, and maybe no Limp Bizkit. Some people might not.
I think they also, you know, got a huge amount of credibility for sliding into like a jazz funk band as well. You know, how they all, you know, they dropped a couple of instrumental records and, you know, yeah, it was a big shift for them.
Yeah, I mean, very creative. So Adam, I don't want to pronounce his name wrong, it's Y-A-U-C-H, Adam Yao. He directed the video for this song, which apparently is like inspired by Godzilla, Power Rangers, MTV, you know, that sort of Japanese sci-fi. And I guess maybe I just didn't remember, but he passed away. He died of cancer in 2012. I think I must have, you know, just sort of forgotten that. But so just really creative dudes, you know? Because they, you know, Fight for Your Right to Party was so sort of naughty, you know? But you know, they played with that persona.
So we've kind of got, as far as science fiction elements here, we've got like Godzilla in this, we've got like a little bit of space invasion. Would you say there are like some sort of social anxieties sitting in these sci-fi theme songs?
Oh, 100%. It's sort of like, if everything goes wrong, we can go to another planet. You know, so it's kind of related to climate change and, you know, thinking about a lot of sort of sci-fi films, like Interstellar is one of my favorites. But yeah, that's about, we've wrecked the planet. You know, we got to find something else. So not even just in a distraction, like, oh, wow, let's get everyone distracted to look at space. It is more about, you know, anxiety and actually looking carefully at our society and then thinking about space.
There's also the specter of technology, isn't there? The specter of, like, technology and what that means for the future, kind of, like, floating around in all of this as well, isn't there?
Oh, I know. I mean, it's a tough one because, you know, spending, if you're a government and you're spending a lot of money on this and it costs a lot, and you're like, well, that's not helping people here. You know, if people are hungry, why are we spending money? But apparently, like, for the moon landing technology, that was 1969, you know, way back when your great grandma was born. They just in developing that, everything to set those folks off on the moon, the technology we do end up using, you know, things like Velcro or, you know, just various stuff that they invented. Well, I'm not Velcro, I'm just meaning types like that. But stuff they invented for that does end up helping us back on Earth and, you know, freeze-dried peanut butter sandwiches. No, but, you know, the technology involved in going can then, you know, help us in our daily lives, not just those folks on the moon. No. Which maybe or maybe didn't happen, you know. We don't know.
Mm. I'm sensing a bit of a skeptic here, actually. Now, Dr. Kirsten Zemke, what is our next track for this morning?
So let's do. How do you pronounce Sufjan Stevens?
I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
okay.
This is a like a short little ditty. I was not familiar with this song. What makes this a sci-fi hit for you?
It's so funny. So okay, this is 2005. I just, for some reason, I end up taking notes about all the comments on it. It was just so funny hearing people write about the song. Euphoric, wistful, nostalgic beauty, contemplative, intense, peaceful. I just thought that was sort of, you know, people don't know, you know, what to put their finger on it.
And the song itself is called Concerning the UF Sighting Near Highland, Illinois.
There you go.
Sounds like a serious UFO sighting. Did someone get abducted in this UFO sighting case?
But, you know, isn't it funny that the UFOs always come to middle America, you know?
I guess it's so big. There's lots of space to land.
I know, but isn't there other, what about the Sahara Desert? I don't know. It's just, it has to come to some folks going...
According to the internet or TikTok, 2025 is the year that we're going to meet aliens finally.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Oh, what good news. You should have read that on the news this morning. Should have led with that.
TikTok said. Oh, God. The flashing at night, the sirens grow and grow. Now, this album that this Illinois Sufjan Stevens album, is the whole thing sci-fi themed, or is it just this opening track about a UFO sighting?
Actually, I don't know. That didn't come up in my reading. But, you know, he's an interesting artist. you know, electronica, orchestral folk. He's got 10 albums, and he's had Grammy and Oscar noms. Mm. Like, really, you know, really able to, I guess, do sort of creative work, still be relevant in sort of a pop space, you know, and then, you know, integrating with other mediums like film, like, you know, what a career.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful voice. Now, what's next? What are the sci-fi goodies do we have here?
Oh my gosh, okay. Oh, more hip-hop. Oh no, Kirsten's doing more hip-hop. So let's do Del the Funky Homo Sapien. I mean, even his name is sci-fi. Well, no, not sci-fi, it's sci. It's sci.
This is Deltron 3030 with Mastermind, featuring Del the Funky Homo Sapien. Hopefully I've got the right version here.
Deltron is him with Kid Koala and Dan the Automator.
Let me ask my man over here. Hey man, let me ask you a question, man.
This is a great song, Kirsten.
Pick this. Who fuses the music with no illusions? Producing the blueprints, clueless automator, defy the laws of nature. Electronic monolith, throw a gem upon the disc. The futuristic looping with the quickness. Hyper-producing, hydrogen fusion liquids. Keep your distance. Keep your distance.
Now this is definitely from a sci-fi themed album.
Well, the thing with hip-hop and sci-fi, like one of the earliest hip-hop songs, Planet Rock by Afrika Bambaataa, had that bro body stuff. And so, you know, hip-hop, even though it's so, like, you know, grounded in the streets and reality and, you know, talking about what's happening to people, it still, you know, has a sort of a fantasy, you know, eyes in the sky sort of element, you know, and then to hear this wordplay, you know,
I apply the flow cannon, the combo so slamming, atomically reconstruct the whole canvas. His logic impressed, a hypnotic effect. Yeah, Latin pattern, you could call it a gift. Manny all in the mix, nuclear physics.
Is there anything, like, would you say there's anything or any specific sci-fi movies that would have had an influence on the hip-hop side of things?
Well, for someone like Del, obviously, things like War of the Worlds. I don't know if you've ever listened to that album.
Yes, yes. Yep.
Gosh, yeah. You know, because it's like an, it's a vinyl person's thing. And so because hip-hop does have that vinyl element.
There is an element of nostalgia at play here, eh? Because there is kind of a retro futuristic style to this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that's a whole other side of it, you know, that you think it's talking about the future when it's actually referencing, you know, the past. If you think about things like Star Trek and Star Wars, although that's not as far back, but they always included black characters, you know, ahead of perhaps other genre.
Mm.
And so, you know, they were always open to that, and then, you know, the other thing is Earth, Wind & Fire, that band, because the part of the space thing in hip-hop is also connected to the past. Egypt and hieroglyphics, because it's sort of the highest, it shows that black culture can be, you know, really phenomenal and long-lasting. But then there's the references to the pyramids possibly being from outer space, you know what I mean? So it's like all these past and future connections, and they reference, you know, various things like in this song as well. You know, hieroglyphics, some of the sort of what you call it, sort of underground hip hop. Well, it's not underground, but alternative hip hop, you know, will reference things like Egypt and space.
I'm gonna have to play this song again. It's a new discovery for me, Kirsten. I was like, man, that song rules. Deltron 3030 featuring Del the Funky Homo Sapien with Mastermind.
And apparently it's really big in skateboarding and rollerblading videos. And it's in Tony Hawk's video game.
Ah, excellent, excellent. Now, we've got one more artist this morning, and this artist, I guess more of the tech side, where the actual electronic instrument and more specifically synthesizers are really closely associated with this artist.
Well, yeah, so this is Kraftwerk, Computer Love, so they're talking about computers. But, you know, it's interesting, you were talking about the theremin before, and that has like more of a sort of a haunting, eerie sound. But, yeah, we actually often think space is going to sound technological, you know, and we associate with that. And so this is a German electronic band, 70s, one of the pioneers of electronic
music. This is where the tools that they're using are really...
Well, they were brand new, you know, synthesizer, drum machine, oh, and the vocoder, because that's how robots and space people sound.
You gotta have a vocoder on that robot voice. This is such a great song. I regret not seeing them when they were down here last. Did you go, Kirsten?
No, I want to see what they were wearing. I don't know.
Apparently, it was the most incredible show. I've missed a couple of tricks recently. Not going to see David Byrne and not going to see Kraftwerk. I don't know why made those decisions.
You can't live your life in regrets the cakes. Yeah. Apparently, this song went to number one in the UK in 1981. And Coldplay used the melody from it for a song.
It sounds like Coldplay, actually.
Not the trajectory you would expect for a Kraftwerk song.
Yeah, Coldplay have totally ripped this off.
Apparently it was consensual.
Consensual? Okay. Yeah. We actually just got rewinding back to the Beastie Boys. Someone sent a text through saying Intergalactic was after Grand Upright Music Limited versus Warner Bros. Records Incorporated 1991 case, which meant artists stopped using samples without permission.
So
I think it's obviously the Beastie Boys are incredibly famous for using Zeppelin samples and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. And I think that was at the time when they obviously put an end to it, and then the Beastie Boys had to play their own music. So maybe it ties
in.
And
it's such a tough one for hip hop, you know, because using it is such a creative part of it. But yeah, you know, you do want people to get paid. Apparently, a Japanese girl group did a cover of Intergalactic. So we have even covers of these space songs.
Kirsten, have you done the theremin before?
I have, but it could have been years ago.
It must be ages ago,
She's got
it in, I reckon.
My Excel file.
Yeah.
I know I do have an Excel file for this now. Totally, because the theremin, gosh, you know what? I've never played one or seen one live. That would be cool.
I think you can just go to Dick Smith Electronics and buy a little starter pack.
Yeah, I thought you were saying, you just go buy some metal.
A metal coat hanger and you're away.
That's right. That's why we've all doing it. All our bedroom therapists.
Any parting words about the music of the future, Dr. Kirsten Zemke, sci-fi, outer space, and technology?
Yes, I would like to say live long and prosper.
All right, mate. Hey, thank you so much for this morning's edition of Traveling Tunes. We'll look forward to checking in next week.
Yeah, bye. Okay, bye.
was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.